Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts are Amy Black, president, and Jeffrey Baumgartner, artistic director of Dunes Summer Theater, presented by the Dunes Arts Foundation. So, Amy, does that mean you're president of the Dunes Arts Foundation?
President of the board, Dunes Arts Foundation, yes.
Okay, cool. And Jeffrey, you're an employee of the Dunes Arts Foundation, but specifically of the Dunes Summer Theater.
Correct, and they brought me on exactly a year ago, February, so we hit the ground running last year.
I've been aware of Dunes Summer Theater has been around for many, many years.
1951 was its founding, so 68th year of continuous operation. How
about
that?
That's fantastic, yeah. But it seems to me that I'm hearing more about you in these last couple of seasons.
Somebody walked up to the box office. Amy was running the box office last year and said, of course, how did you hear about us? And they said, how can we not hear about you?
Yeah.
Which was cool.
We're being very loud.
Good, good. And it seems to me that you have more offerings, too, than you've had in the past.
Yeah, we've got a full summer of plays and concerts this year, plus youth classes and adult pottery classes. So we're really branching out to all the arts, and we've got a plein air artist event also in September coming up. So we're really branching
first
out.
First brush of fall, correct.
Jeffrey can talk about our show lineup.
Yeah. I'm looking at your brochure, and it opens up. It unfolds. It's like Ravinia with all of the so many offerings.
We are overshadowing Ravinia.
Well, you are Ravinia for the South Shore.
There you go.
Yes. So what? And you have distinguished directors you brought in for your shows. Well, let's talk about the shows first.
Yeah. So we just opened last weekend the main stage season, Greater Tuna, which is two guys that play a dozen roles apiece. It's a fast change Marvel. Mm-hmm. They play men, women, children, small furry animals. So Greater Tuna runs this weekend, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. And that's a two-weekend run. It's in front of the Dunes Summer Theater has always been Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Yeah.
Okay? And since we just put in new heating and air, uh-huh, we're looking at expanding year-round. So this was a chance to run in front of Memorial Day. So it's really been a great success. We just started rehearsals for Spitfire Grill, The Spitfire Grill, and that is a musical. Steve Scott from the Goodman Theater, he just retired after 35-plus years at the Goodman, lives right there in Long Beach, mm-hmm, and he is just tremendous. So we have a great lineup. Lee Selting is coming back to us. Last year he did The Mousetrap for us. He is the chair of University of Wyoming Theater and Dance. Lee will come in for a very tight 8 weeks. He will do Putnam County Spelling Bee, as well as
Wait Until Dark.
Wait Until Dark. So he'll do the thriller again. Mm-hmm. And then John Green is the chair of Columbia College, Chicago, and he will do after Paul McCartney at the end of the summer. So again, that will take us past Labor Day, and we're really a five-month summer season.
So when are you going to go year-round then?
Because we have to figure out the facility, because it's always been a summer facility. It almost feels a little bit like out of doors, a little bit like, mm-hmm, open to the elements. Mm-hmm. But by putting in heat, we think that we can look at a holiday program,
uh-huh,
probably a fall, a Christmas, and probably a spring. And then you get into a very aggressive summer programming. Mm-hmm. So I think you'll always see us doing an extended summer, probably 5 months.
Uh-huh. And so you're going to step lightly into the other seasons.
Correct.
I think that's a very good idea. And you're doing a lot for kids. You have Charlotte's Web.
You know, the Dunes Arts Foundation was founded really with two things. It's the Dunes Summer Theater and youth educational programming. So getting back to the classes, maybe Amy can speak to that. But the classes, what ages are we?
Well, we're starting at age 7 for our acting classes, going up to age 18, two different classes there. But we also have pottery classes this summer.
That's what's cool.
We've remodeled our entire campus. We have 8 sleeping cabins where the resident actors stayed this summer. We've got a full, mm-hmm, summer company. And our clay cabin, so we can have wonderful clay classes again out there.
John, these are the Sears Roebuck camping kits from the 1940s, and they were horror film.
And now they're Pottery Barn Cute.
And now they are part
of
Pottery Barn Cute. We renovated them last year, and so that has really been instrumental in being able to to draw a summer company of residents. We have eight what we call sleeping cabins, and there and the actors, the summer companies coming to us from all around the country. We got somebody coming in from Boston University.
And I have to say, a lot of this is from the great support we're getting from our board members, you know, stepping up. Got a really tight board, but also NIPSCO, Horizon Bank, and just got a wonderful multi-year grant out of New York. NIPSCO, Horizon Bank, and
The casino, Blue Chip Casino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, good. I'm glad you're on an upward trajectory.
We are.
Wonderful, and everybody should take advantage of that. Well, thanks for coming to
tell us, John,
about what's going on at Dune Summer Theater, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.